1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
But that's it.
Say that again, Jay.
What I was basically saying to you, Phil, is I think homosexuals are being disrespectful to a lot of traditions. My niece had a wedding. I went to my niece's wedding the other day I was telling you about.
Last weekend?
That's right. And it was over at a little chapel by the sea. And
Homosexuals are disrespectful to a lot of traditions.
That is my read, yeah. I saw something that I had a little bit of a hard time with. We had the wedding reception for my niece down in Long Beach, a very nice restaurant. Now, there are two guests invited to this deal. They're co-workers of my niece's, and they're both gay. One is a gal that works in her accounting department. The other is a fellow that's one of the engineers there. Now, both these people are gay. And about halfway through the reception, they have this deal where, probably seen the deal where the bride throws a bouquet and a groom throws out a garter belt.
Right. Yeah, the groom kind of snaps the garter belt back.
Right. So the thing that I sort of put me off were these two gays went out there and tried to catch this garter and a bouquet. Now, it seems like a small thing. The thing that I was thinking about was that these are two gays, and this is a heterosexual tradition, the garter and a bouquet toss. And they're sort of pulling this tradition with their homosexual agenda. I was kind of polluting it. And as it turned out, the gay gal did, in fact, catch the bouquet. So now here you got this heterosexual tradition of love and marriage, and a gay caught the bouquet that the bride had sent out. And I got to tell you, I was offended that they would be welcome guests of my nieces, and they would share such disrespect on a very important day. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not homophobic. I'm a pretty fair guy, yet this gay thing really sets me back.
Well, what makes you think you can't get up and take part, that a gay person can't get up and take part in this tradition? I mean, throwing out a bouquet or throwing out the garter belt?
Because this is strictly a heterosexual tradition. I think this is not for the gay.
Well, listen, I got nothing against gay people in our society, but it's and I hope that no one else does, and I hope that it means that they're not, in your mind, excluded.
Well, Phil, I don't have anything against them either, but what we've allowed them to do, now they use, look, we've allowed gay people in every aspect of society. They use the same workout centers we use. They shop in the same malls. We have allowed them to use the same restrooms. I just heard them here recently.
Well, of course they use the same restrooms.
And I have nothing against that. I've got nothing against that. I'm trying to tell you. Also, I read here recently where they're going to buy homes in neighborhoods where straight people live. And
why would we be against that, Jay?
That's my point. But don't you think we ought to draw the line? And where the homosexual starts to pollute or otherwise co-opt heterosexual traditions like a bouquet toss or the garter belt toss at the wedding. And I think allowing them to shove this homosexual lifestyle onto the bouquet toss, the garter toss at a heterosexual wedding with heterosexual people all over the place is very insulting for me. Now, most restaurants will seat gay people and everything.
Well, the things you're talking about, letting gay people into restaurants, letting them buy homes, letting them use the same restrooms, this is a common, decent thing that we would allow anybody.
And I totally agree. But we have allowed gays to feel like they're entitled to go anyplace. I agree, Phil, that the gay should be able to use the same bathroom. And many of your gays should be able to use the same restaurants and sit in the same sections and all this. But we got a heterosexual tradition where the man and woman getting married, and a woman come out with a bouquet, flips it out to the gals that are there, and the gay catches it.
All right, Jay, all right, 1-800-449-8686. So what is wrong with that?
Well, what do they have to do with a bouquet toss? See what I'm saying? These people, heterosexual marriage has got nothing to do with these gays.
Well, it's an instinct that people have to join in the party.
Well, why didn't the lesbian just go ahead and lift up the bride's skirt then and go to town? Because that's what we're talking about. That's what you're
talking. What do you mean, man?
The fact that these lesbians will get out there for a bouquet toss. The bouquet toss is for straight women only. It's not for a lesbian. Or does she want to get up on the stage, shove up the skirt of the bride, and just go ahead and go to town like some jail dyke? And that's the thing that all of us worry about.
And I don't think that the instinct they had is wrong.
Well, these homosexuals aren't looking for relationships the way normal people are. They're looking for just to have the sexual spirit. That's the difference, homosexual and straight person. The homosexual just wants to get their cookies. They just want to get their cookies. The straight person is looking for a relationship. But the homosexual is only looking to get their cookies. You see what I'm saying?
So, in other words, you're saying that homosexuals are only into the sexual experience.
That is correct.
Well, I got to tell you, I totally disagree. And I, again, a bouquet tossed by the bride may seem like an odd place to see a lesbian, but then again, it's a free country. You know what I'm saying? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos is with us. And I got to ask you, Jay, because I know that you attempted to take the bouquet away from this woman, this gay woman. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
Now, can you tell me the specifics of that? Because you filed an assault charge against her.
Well, the situation, Phil, as it took place after a wedding, I saw this gal leaving. She had the bouquet. That is a gay. It was one of the gays. There were two gays at the wedding that I could identify. This one gay had the bouquet. So I went over to her, and at that time, I requested she turn the bouquet over to me. She did refuse. I then ordered her to put her hands on the hood of the car.
Now, so people know, you're with the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
Yes, sir. Citizens Auxiliary Police.
This is a volunteer...
We're a neighborhood volunteer patrol, and we take a peek over the shoulder of the police, try to assist the police.
So you asked this woman to turn the bouquet over to you?
Yes.
And she refused?
That is correct.
Then what happened?
I then ordered her to put her hands on the hood of the car. Once again, she did refuse. I then initiated contact to retrieve this bouquet. This is standard police procedure. I grabbed a handful of her hair at the scalp, and I began to kick her leg below the knee. This was to get her to loosen the grip on the bouquet. She then assaulted me, and I told all of this to police. The emergency room attending physician said that I sustained a fracture of the left orbital bone over my right arm, bruised kidney.
All right, so you're filing assault charges on her. You tried to take the bouquet?
That is correct. She attacked me as I was investigating the possibility of misdemeanor theft. I had grabbed her hair. You have to understand, she's gay, this woman, and as such, may have stolen some of the wedding gifts, some of the decorations.
Well, that's the other thing I didn't like about it. You suspect her of stealing because she's gay.
Well, we are simply trying to save lives. This lesbian polluted a heterosexual tradition, and so I've got to say to myself, why? Well, she didn't wear.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police talking to me about the lesbian who caught the bouquet at a wedding. Is it because you don't believe that gay people can be married?
I think, Phil, I think it's been proved. Well, first of all, the bouquet is something that's traditionally used at heterosexual wedding. But beyond that, I know there's been an awful lot of talk about homosexual weddings and the fact they can all get married. And that's fine. But I think that when you talk about the homosexual and relationship, it's very transient. In other words, these people don't stay together too long. When they do, it's just to get their cookies and this kind of a deal, as I was telling you about. Now, I think these people should think twice about inviting homosexuals to weddings if they continue to dump their gayness all over the ceremony and have it be a gay ceremony. I don't want it to be a gay ceremony.
Are you homophobic? Because it's not...
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, it sure as hell sounds like it to me. You're talking about them dumping their gayness all over a heterosexual thing. The fact that because they're gay, they're probably stealing the cutlery. The fact that because they're gay, they're probably these people... And you keep saying these people this and these people that. Why? And you don't have any respect for the possibility of gay marriage. You say that it's all about, quote, getting your cookies, end quote. That's a sex thing, and so there is no relationship. How do you know?
Phil, I'm just trying to tell you that...
No, but how do you know so much about gay people?
I simply say it. I go to a wedding. I think that what I'd like to see there are heterosexuals enjoying themselves. And
all it did is just piss you off because you saw a lesbian catch a bouquet. That's all. It just bothered you, and that's homophobia. That's classic textbook homophobia. You could have just passed it off. No big freaking thing. They ask all the single people to go up there. I've been to weddings, and I've been single when I've been to weddings, and they're a pain in the ass. They say, all right, all the men, all the single men, get up there. They push you up there. You have no choice. That woman probably had no choice. She probably pushed up there. But let's just say she wanted to be up there. Can't she want to be married? Isn't that what catching the bouquet is about?
Look, a heterosexual woman is going to cherish that bouquet when she catches it. But oftentimes they'll put it in the freezer to save it, but the gay probably use the bouquet to give to some softball player.
Well, maybe that softball player is who they want to marry. So what? You, what do you mean give it to a softball player?
Well, I'm just saying to you that, and other people out there, this gay might as well stay at home instead of stealing the thunder from the bride. The bride always wants a straight friend to catch the bouquet because they got that one straight friend, a little bit of an old maid. She really wants to get married. No guy wants to touch her with a 10-foot pole. So she brings her straight friend to the wedding and wants her to catch it. Now some gay catches it, and I think it's humiliating to the straight friend.
Well, you know what? You're saying the straight friend, some gal who can't get married because no guy wants to touch her with a 10-foot pole. So the gay, you don't seem to like anybody.
I'm Phil. What I'm saying is, you know as well as I...
Yes, I know the straight friend that they all want to have the bouquet get caught by, yeah. And my friend the Swede, everybody wants him to catch the freaking garter, even though he wouldn't. He'd rather die from food poisoning than get married. But the fact of the matter is, if she caught it, she caught it.
Well, that's true.
And you, I don't think, had any right...
Phil, I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Please don't tell me my business.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if anybody can actually identify who's gay and who isn't at a wedding, but at least one lesbian at a wedding that Jay went to this past weekend caught the bouquet, which is generally what you catch... So you can be married, is that it? Or that's good luck to be married? And he says that it encourages gay marriage. And on top of that, what was that crack that he made about this? Homosexuals are not into long-term relationships. They're just into getting their cookies. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking to Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, where you actually tried to take a bouquet away from a lesbian who had caught it at a heterosexual wedding. Before we go to our phone calls, what do you want to do? You want to make it against the law?
No, I don't want to make it against the law, Phil, but I do think it's on some level gay people should be prohibited from taking part in certain heterosexual traditions. I think they should sit and, quite frankly, reflect on the sexual choices they've made. What put them in this position where they have to sit and not get the bouquet and the garter bell? Why are they more interested in getting their cookies instead of having long-term relationships? These are the kind of things I think gay people need to reflect on. Then, and only then, are they then allowed to be a part of a heterosexual tradition of the garter belt bouquet.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Kathy. Kathy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I normally don't call into these shows, but this guy just has me twerk. He sounds to me like if you were to talk to a regular police officer, they would
families.
No more want this man issued a gun or on their force than fly to the moon.
Well, ma'am, I'm
sounds
officer,
like
please.
He sounds like he belongs in the Aryan Nation out in the desert.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No. I believe in the freedom of all people. I'm just trying to keep the gay.
No, you don't believe in the freedom of all people. I'm homophobic myself. You know what? But you are one whack dude. I hope to God you never, ever get on a police force, because I would hate to be pulled over by you, because I'd probably have to kick your ass.
Ma'am, I can assure you that we would use a three-step takedown. I'm not looking
for... You know what? You could try pulling my hair and kicking me, and you know what? It wouldn't work, Betty.
Ma'am, we use a three-step takedown with lesbians and violent gay people.
Well, wait a minute.
Lesbians, oh my God. You are a tough man.
I beg your pardon. I tried
you to have no business even wanting to be on the police force. You are a joke.
Well, wait a minute. I want to ask you a question here, Jay. You're not a police officer in the sense that you're with an accredited police agency, are you?
We are a Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are volunteers and make up a police group. That we organize
citizens arrest, for God's sake.
At a guy's house.
That doesn't mean they're going to issue me a gun to take charge.
Well, can I ask you a question? If you saw a lesbian walking out of a reception with a bouquet, how would you, what would you do? Call the police or what?
Oh, heck no. I would just say, hey, way to go, you know?
Way to go?
Way to go. You caught the bouquet. Hey, you know, who's the lucky partner?
Wait a second. This is a heterosexual tradition. Among people who believe in a committed relationship, the gay only believes in getting their cookies, and you say, way to go.
You've got a problem with this getting your cookies scenario. You know, it's all wrapped up into a sexual thing for you.
No,
isn't even trying to represent a police department.
Ma'am, I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We were founded by...
I can make a citizen's arrest, buddy. That doesn't make me any different than you.
No, that's not... Well, but you
and
know
they would
how
not,
to...
If you were to talk to a police officer in your area, they would say, this guy has no business even trying to attempt to
ma'am,
be a volunteer.
We wear a blue armband. We have clearly identified pit helmets.
Good Lord.
And
my grandson dresses up as a police officer and makes citizens arrest. So you're no different.
There are other heterosexual traditions gays are taking part in. We're trying to protect it. They have lesbians in ballet, gay men.
I suppose you have a shaved head and wear a swastika.
You just sound like some kind of a dyke.
All right, listen, Kathy, thank you very much.
For 30 years.
Why don't you go and get your cookies?
All right,
I've been married for 30 years, and I don't think a woman would even have anything to do with you, so that makes you a gay man.
Oh, well, you know something, ma'am? If you were here right now, I'd punch you.
Oh, well, see, that's just it. You're a tough...
Think of something.
You're not even a man.
All right, listen, Kathy,
I don't even know what to call you. I hope to God that a policeman can see what you're trying to do and arrest you and lock you up.
Kathy, thank you very much for your call.
Jesus, was she boring. Why didn't you hang up?
Don't tell me how to do my show. I know how to do my show.
We are trying to protect heterosexual traditions from the gay. Now, you have to understand, Phil.
Why? What heterosexual? Name me heterosexual traditions that need to be exclusively heterosexual other than flipping a freaking bouquet.
We're talking about open campfire, pick up basketball. There are areas that have been strictly for the straight man for many, many years, decades, if not centuries. And now we're seeing gay people, especially the gay, invading these areas, campouts, these kinds of things.
So let me get this straight. Gay people have never camped out before? And they've all of a sudden gotten empowered to light a campfire. Is that it?
I think that you would find a lot of gays, a lot of gays would 20 years ago not even think about going into a campground, into a KOR or any other. But now they have it.
How do you freaking know? This is insanity. This is the stupidest thing I've heard in my life. To say that the gay didn't go into a KOA campground 20 years ago.
I'm telling you the truth. You think I'm kidding?
And what's this pickup basketball crap?
There's no gay that goes to pick up basketball game. They'll know if there's going to be a bunch of homophobes there. They might get their ass kicked.
Yeah? Okay, and what else? They don't play hockey? They don't play...
I don't know, but we're trying to identify areas that are strictly straight, and we're trying to deal with it on a case-by-case basis. Look, I don't want the gay to get hurt more than you do.
Oh, you see, if you hadn't stepped in and taking that bouquet away from that lesbian woman, somebody else would have kicked her ass. Is that it?
It's quite possible, yeah.
Well, thank you. She should have sent you a thank you note instead of busting your orbital bone. By the way, what is that?
That's the bone over the eye. She lacerated a kidney, and she kicked me square in my balls.
Well, pal, that's what you get.
That's what I get.
That's what you get. Pulling her hair and kicking her in the shin. What the hell are we talking about here? God, Dick. Guy goes over, tries to get a bouquet of flowers away from a lesbian, and he calls the three-step takedown, pulling her hair and kicking her shins, so she busts him in the face, and he's suing her for assault?
Anyway, Phil, I want to play a song which is very important to me. It's very important to the other men and women who are a part of the organization that now has almost 7 members, and that's the Citizens Auxiliary Police of the South Bay, an organization that is devoted to protecting not only the community, but also an organization devoted to allowing men to feel as if they can be a part of the police department, even though physically they are not able to, and mentally they wouldn't pass the psych test if they were given, you know, years to do it. So I'd like to play the song, but here it is. This is our theme song, Phil.
Forget it.